Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. As far as Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is concerned, it's a brand new year with brand new opportunities to discover why life's better outside. Managing editor Louis Bond shares a story about how technology, often blamed for alienating us from nature, can actually play a part in connecting us with the outdoors.
We've discovered that outdoor-oriented websites and listservs are helping to bring together all kinds of nature lovers, taking them from the cyber world into the great Texas outdoors. Katie Armstrong gives us a lowdown on five of these services, which are rapidly gaining popularity with anglers, hunters, birders, really anyone who likes to get outside. And also in this issue, photographer Wyman Meinzer not only shares some of his favorite wildlife action shots, he spills the beans on what it takes to capture that one perfect moment. And Cheryl Smith Rogers, who's known around Blanco as the Spider Lady, followed TPWD biologist Mike Quinn to take a closer look at the Lake Tawakoni spider web that captured the imagination of people around the world. And finally, we have a piece on staying warm, so you can curl up with the January issue and figure out how to beat the cold.
And you'll find a link to the award-winning Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine when you visit our website, passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.